You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is National Teacher Day, so you will, of course, if you're a member of the Mindbender Club, you will get a picture of me and Mrs. Angst.
Hey. So, there been a little thing going on all week at the kids' school where they like bring little trinkets and treasures and write nice things about the teachers and stuff all week. So it's been kind of cute to see.
Yeah, I think the two that influenced me the most, Ms. Hanks and Mr. Overton. What about you, your two?
Mr. Gillum, music teacher in elementary school, and Mr. Rosen was the drama teacher in high school.
There you go.
And I still keep in touch with Mr. Gillum.
Speaking of drama, your favorite TV shows might get pushed back a few months or longer because the union that represents screenwriters in Hollywood has voted to go on strike. Now, the last time this happened... God, I can't believe it's been 15 years. I remember when this last happened, but it was 15 years ago. Lasted about 3 months before they got everything worked out. And that ended up delaying the production on several TV shows. Also pushed back the release dates of some movies. So the Writers Guild says that its members are facing what they call an existential crisis, saying that studios are devaluing the profession of writing. And I agree with that. Look, a strike is going on with writers. You'll see the late night shows will probably start popping on reruns.
Sure, yeah, that's a
and things like
big
that.
For writers. So, yeah, well, that sucks.
So that's going on. There is a bill pending in the great state of Wisconsin that would allow kids as young as 14 to serve alcohol to customers in bars and restaurants. Did you read that story?
No, I didn't. 14, huh?
Yeah. They in Wisconsin, you got to be 21 to drink it. You got to be 18 to serve it. Now they want to lower that maybe to as low as 14. They say to help with the crunch with people trying to find help in their bars and restaurants. So they're like, well as
I
long
guess.
As they say you can't be a bartender, you can only serve to people who are off sitting
I
at
guess
tables.
That's fine. You're
somewhere.
Just walking a beer over to somebody.
That's kind of the way I feel.
It's not that big of a deal to me.
If the bartender puts a glass of wine on a tray and says, take it over there, I don't know why you have to be 18 or 21 to walk it over to somebody.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. As somebody long as they're not taking little sips on the way over. And
right, there is that. So I got some music news for you. One of them is kind of sad. Gordon Lightfoot, I was telling you about a documentary I watched on this guy. And I know a lot of our listeners don't know who Gordon Lightfoot is. Google him, kids. But he wrote a ton of hit records, not only for himself, but for some other people, like even Elvis. He wrote his for Elvis. He died last night. He was 84 years old. And I don't know. Did you ever? Your mom might have
introduced. I will tell you,
that.
I love Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, my dad listened to it. I mean, come on. That was his generation, essentially.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny when you do a quick Google search or YouTube search and you start rolling through this guy's music, you'll just be like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh,
right.
Yeah, oh, that was him?
Yeah, there's an interesting story about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was his big number one record or whatever, how they recorded all of that in one take, and it was the first time members of his little band had ever even heard the song. So he taught them, he showed them, they hit play and record, one take, done.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's
a great song, too.
That doesn't happen anymore. I'm not as crazy about that one, but I think Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot is one of the better songs. Of the
Carefree Highway, buddy. That's mine.
That's a good one, too. Hey, speaking of musicians, somebody's back on the market. Cher. She broke up with her boyfriend. Here's the thing. She's 76. He's 37. He's a rapper.
Wow.
So she broke up with her boyfriend that she was about 40 years older than.
Well, it wasn't going to work out.
Cher is back on the market. And then Aerosmith announced their farewell tour. All right.
Yay!
Is it really?
It might be. I saw their little promotional video for this, and it might be their farewell tour. They look.
What are you saying? That they're looking a little
aged?
They
have aged. I mean, time has taken a hold of them. Yep.
Yeah. It's funny because we heard from somebody yesterday who told us that they went to Elton John's farewell tour in the 80s.
Yeah.
So like 35 years later, he's doing another farewell tour. I don't even know why they bother to call him that anymore, because they're just going to end up changing their minds.
They're calling it the Peace Out Tour, so they're trying to make it sound a little more hip. Peace out. They are going to be coming to Ball Arena November 19th. So what day of the week is that?
You want me to look that up for you?
I could maybe do it.
Because I know you want to go.
I want to go. I really do.
What date? November 19th? It is a Sunday.
Sunday. School night. Damn it.
Love in an elevator.
Yeah.
All right, what else is trending?
Super Mario Brothers movie trending yet again. Bad news, though, for the movie. Big story out this morning talking about how it was leaked online. It was on Twitter, and somebody posted it, and it remained on the platform for several days before it was removed. And it's obviously, you know, they're violating copyright laws, whoever was posting this. Did I have the site? Didn't write down the Twitter account. But anyway, 9 million people illegally watched the movie before it was removed. 9 million people were able to watch the movie. And they say now they're having that, whatever account it was on has been removed or suspended now, but it's also been shared on other Twitter accounts or fresh Twitter accounts. So it's still kind of out there. So they're kind of, you know, combing Twitter right now to get the entire movie off. But they missed out on nine million people and 9 million ticket sales, essentially. So that's a jerk move. If you want some good laughs this morning, do a quick Google search of some of the interesting outfits at last night's Met Gala. What is the Met Gala? It's something to promote art or something, isn't it?
But what's funny is it has turned into a night where it's no longer about the cause.
Yes.
It's about celebrities getting their faces splashed all over social
media.
It's
like that's a second Halloween is what it is, because the outfits and the dresses and the costumes are so ridiculous. Jared Leto showed up as a giant cat. I think he wins for the night. He was just in a giant cat costume. The other honorable mention was Lil Nas X. We play his stuff here on the mix, on the big mix. He was covered head to toe in silver. Did you see the pictures of him?
No.
Completely silver paint, little rhinestones everywhere, and I think he was wearing nothing but a thong. And that was the second biggest post from last night. That worries me a little bit. Do you recall the story? I don't know why this story stuck with me as a kid. But the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, how when they were originally casting it, they put all the silver paint on him, and he ended up, like, almost dying because of aluminum poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see pictures of somebody completely covered in paint and your pores can't breathe, it goes back to a terrifying experience from my childhood and The Wizard of Oz. That guy almost died, Tom. Yeah. Do we want to talk about the lady at the symphony?
No.
It's kind of naughty. You know what? Look it up on your own time today. A woman did something during a symphony at a performance in Los Angeles, and it's kind of naughty. Let's just say the music moved her. I've never felt that way about classical music. There's an art piece at a museum in South Korea, which is a banana duct taped to a wall, and that is it. And I guess there's been multiple versions of this art piece, and one of them actually sold for $120,000 in 2019.
Well, a single banana.
A single banana duct taped to the wall. Last week, an art student walked up to the banana, removed it, and ate it, and then taped the peel back to the wall. And I guess he was just hangry. He's so tired from walking around the art museum, he was hungry.
I find some of that stuff so ridiculous that I kind of cheer him on.
They say the museum replaced the peel with a fresh banana, and they notified the artist, and he was kind of like, whatever. Because they have to replace the banana, like, you know, a few times a week, because it naturally will rot. And this artist is kind of a comic, kind of known for these silly things. So anyway, the kid ate the banana. Feeling stressed, especially during the workday, or maybe you're sitting at home on your laptop. They say a new study found that one in four before people feel super stressed out and overwhelmed when they have too many tabs or windows open on their browser, and I am one of these people. If I look up and I see 15 tabs, I've actually never thought about this. You feel stressed because it's like little things, like little to-do lists right in front of your face, you know? So, simple solution, Dom, close them. Close the tabs. It's very similar to looking at my phone and seeing that I have the little email bubble, you know, or the text bubble that says 20, 30 things. And you're like, ah, I got so many things to reply to. Anything else I want to tell you? Now, let's jump to clickbait because it's so ridiculous.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's another one of those AI-generated commercials. We did a pizza one the other day. This time around, it's an AI-generated beer commercial based on American beer ads. It's so ridiculous looking and so insane, but yet so spot on. So check out the video. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Did it make you want to go buy a beer?
No.